proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and it's my pleasure to be with you today. And today we have a special guest in studio. We have Miss Leah Huguenin, who is a teacher at Berean Academy in Hickson, Tennessee. And it's a delight to have you here, Leah.
Thank you.
Well, Leah, as we've worked together for several years on especially your sophomore class at Berean Academy, in regards to Holocaust education, I know this has been one of your passions for a long time. Share with us a little bit of why you believe Holocaust education is important.
Well, I started this program actually because I wanted my students to integrate history, research, and literature as one unit. And so the best way for you to understand and to get resources is go to first-person narratives. So we started reading Night. And, of course, to understand Night, the students needed to understand what happened to the Jews and why that happened to them. I want my students to recognize that each Jewish person that died was a soul that went to heaven or went to hell. If they did not believe in Jesus as the Messiah, then unfortunately we saw millions of people die and go to hell that day. And so I want them not to just see it as a piece of history, but as a people dying and people living. And if they don't know Christ, that they're going to not spend eternity with him in heaven.
That's a very sobering thought as we think about that. So the book Night, that is written by Nobel laureate Elie Wiesel, who was a Holocaust survivor from Auschwitz. And yes, it's definitely telling you, but out of curiosity, why did you pick the book Night as far as the reading program?
Well, I guess because as an English teacher, that's what a lot of English classes do. It's a short narrative, relatively. He uses a lot of good literary devices in that, and I felt it was balanced. He waited a long time to write the book, so some of his hatred had simmered down, but yet it was his understanding and realization of what happened was still strong enough that it gave a good narrative of the story.
So as we talk about with Leah Huguenin from Berean Academy in Hickson, Tennessee, we've been talking a little bit about Holocaust education using different literary sources as well. And so one thing that I also want to ask is this. As we've been having a Holocaust Education Day, have you seen that be beneficial to your students as you have this program?
I think so. I think that it gives them a better idea. If you're just reading one narrative by Elie Wiesel, or as they do their research papers, and they concentrate on one topic, they don't have a broad understanding. And I wanted them to have a broader understanding in what happened during World War II to the Jewish people. And if you're just concentrating on the Einsatzgruppen or just on Himmler or just on the Danish resistance, that they don't get a broad understanding. So I think that's the benefit for us to come here every year to do this before we really delve into our research and read the novel.
Well, that's good. Well, there's a lot of states here in the United States that basically have a mandate on Holocaust education in their curriculum. But what would you say to maybe an educator out there or maybe even a church group to say that, hey, we want to have some type of program? What would you encourage them with?
First, I think you need to go into it with a lot of prayer. Before I start my unit, I always email my parents. I always talk to my students, and I say, ladies and gentlemen, this is a hard subject. This is something that we can't go into lightly. We have to understand it's real, and we need to really pray for ourselves, and I ask our parents to pray for our students so that as they deal with this hard subject, they will be able to understand it.
Well, that's some very good words of advice, and we should definitely take these words to heart. Again, we've been having a conversation on Holocaust education with Miss Leah Huguenin from Berean Academy in Hickson, Tennessee. I invite you to join us next time as we're going to talk about the goals of Holocaust education. So thank you for joining me, and please come back next time.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.